अर्जुन उवाच ज्यायसि चेत्कर्मणस्ते मता बुद्धिर्जनार्दन तत्किं कर्मणि घोरे माम नियोजयसि केशव.
Arjuna said, O Janardana, O Keshava, why do you want me to engage in this ghastly warfare if you think that intelligence is better than fruitive work?
Vyamishreneva vakyena buddhim mohayasiva me tadekam vadanishchitya yena shreyo hamapnuyam.
My intelligence is bewildered by your equivocal instructions. Therefore, please tell me decisively which will be most beneficial for me.
Shri Bhagavan uvacha lokesmin dvividha nishtha pura prokta maya nagha jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena yoginam.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O sinless Arjuna, I have already explained that there are two classes of men who try to realize the self. Some are inclined to understand it by empirical, philosophical speculation, and others by devotional service.
Na karmanam anarambhan naishkarmyam purushosnute nacha sanyasanad eva siddhim samadhi gacchati.
Not by merely abstaining from work can one achieve freedom from reaction, nor by renunciation alone can one attain perfection.
Nahi kaschit kshanam api jatut tishthatya karmakrit karyate hyavasah karma sarvah prakriti jair gunai.
Everyone is forced to act helplessly according to the qualities he has acquired from the modes of material nature. Therefore, no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment.
Karmendriyani samyamya ya aste manasasmaran indriyarthan vimudhatma mithyacharah sa uchyate.
One who restrains the senses of action, but whose mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender.
Yastvindriyani manasa niyamyarabhate arjuna karmendriyaih karma yogam asaktah sa vishishyate.
On the other hand, if a sincere person tries to control the active senses by the mind and begins karma yoga in Krishna consciousness without attachment, he is by far superior.
Niyatam kuru karmatvam karma jyayo hyakarmana sharira yatrapi chate na prasiddhyed akarmana.
Perform your prescribed duty, for doing so is better than not working. One cannot even maintain one's physical body without work.
Yajnyarthat karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandhana tadartham karma kaunteya muktasangah samachara.
Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain free from bondage.
Saha yajnyah prajah srishtva purovacha prajapatih anena prasavishyadvam eshavostvishta kamadhuk.
In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods, along with sacrifices for Vishnu, and blessed them by saying, Be thou happy by this yajna, sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation.
Devan bhavayatanena te deva bhavayantuva parasparam bhavayantah shreyah paramavapsyatha.
The demigods, being pleased by sacrifices, will also please you, and thus, by cooperation between men and demigods, prosperity will reign for all.
Ishthan bhogan hivo deva dasyante yajna bhavita tair dattan apradayaibhyo yo bhungte stena evasah.
In charge of the various necessities of life, the demigods, being satisfied by the performance of yajna, sacrifice, will supply all necessities to you. But he who enjoys such gifts without offering them to the demigods in return is certainly a thief.
Yajna shishta shinah santo muchyante sarvakil bishai bhunjate te tvagham papa ye pachantyatma karanat.
The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin.
Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhavah yajñāt bhavati parjanyo yajñāh karma samudbhavah.
All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yajña, sacrifice, and yajña is born of prescribed duties.
Karma brahmodbhavam vidhi brahmakshara samudbhavam tasmat sarvagatam brahma nityam yajñe pratishthitam.
Regulated activities are prescribed in the Vedas, and the Vedas are directly manifested from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, the all-pervading transcendence is eternally situated in acts of sacrifice.
Evam pravartitam chakram nanu varta yatiha yah aghayur indriyaramo mogham partha sajivati.
My dear Arjuna, one who does not follow in human life the cycle of sacrifice thus established by the Vedas certainly leads a life full of sin. Living only for the satisfaction of the senses, such a person lives in vain.
Yastvatmaratir evasyad atma triptascha manavah atmanyeva cha santushtas tasya karyam na vidyate.
But for one who takes pleasure in the self, whose human life is one of self-realization, and who is satisfied in the self only, fully satiated, for him there is no duty.
Naiva tasya krite nartho na krite neha kaschana na chasya sarva bhuteshu kaschid arthavyapashraya.
A self-realized man has no purpose to fulfill in the discharge of his prescribed duties, nor has he any reason not to perform such work. Nor has he any need to depend on any other living being.
Tasmad asakta satatam karyam karma samachara asakto hyacharan karma paramapnoti purushah.
Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty, for by working without attachment, one attains the supreme.
Karmanaiva his samsiddhim asthita janakadaya loka sangraham evapi sampashyan kartumarhasi.
Kings, such as Janaka, attain perfection solely by performance of prescribed duties. Therefore, just for the sake of educating the people in general, you should perform your work.
Yad yad acharati shreshthas tad tad eve taro janah sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate.
Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Name parthasti kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchana nana vaptam avaptavyam varta eva cha karmani.
O son of Pritha, there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems. Nor am I in want of anything, nor have I a need to obtain anything, and yet I am engaged in prescribed duties.
Yadi hyaham na varteyam jatu karmanyatandritah mama vartmanu vartante manushyah partha sarvashah.
For if I ever failed to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, O Partha, certainly all men would follow my path.
Utsi deyur ime loka na kuryam karma chedaham sankarasya chakartasyam upahanyam imah prajah.
If I did not perform prescribed duties, all these worlds would be put to ruination. I would be the cause of creating unwanted population, and I would thereby destroy the peace of all living beings.
Sakta karmanya vidvamso yatha kurvanti bharata kuryad vidvams tatha saktash chikirshur loka sangraham.
As the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to results, the learned may similarly act, but without attachment, for the sake of leading people on the right path.
Na buddhi bhedam janayed ajnanam karma sanginam joshayet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacharan.
So as not to disrupt the minds of ignorant men attached to the fruitive results of prescribed duties, a learned person should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion, he should engage them in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness.
Prakruteh kriyamanani gunaih karmani sarvashah ahamkara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate.
The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature.
Tattva vittu mahabaho guna karma vibhagayo guna guneshu vartanta iti matva na sajjate.
One who is in knowledge of the absolute truth, O mighty armed, does not engage himself in the senses and sense gratification, knowing well the differences between work in devotion and work for fruitive results.
Prakriter guna sammudha sajjante guna karmasu tan akritsna vido mandan kritsna vinna vichalayet.
Bewildered by the modes of material nature, the ignorant fully engage themselves in material activities and become attached. But the wise should not unsettle them, although these duties are inferior due to the performer's lack of knowledge.
Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasyadhyatmachetasa nirashir nirmamo bhutva yudhyasva vigatajvara.
Therefore, O Arjuna, surrendering all your works unto me, with full knowledge of me, without desires for profit, with no claims to proprietorship, and free from lethargy, fight.
Yeme matam idam nityam anuttishthanti manava shraddhavanto nasuyanto muchyante tepi karmabhi.
Those persons who execute their duties according to my injunctions, and who follow this teaching faithfully, without envy, become free from the bondage of fruitive actions.
Ye tvetad abhyasuyanto nanu tishthanti me matam sarvajnana vimudhamstan vidhi nashthan achetasa.
But those who out of envy disregard these teachings and do not follow them are to be considered bereft of all knowledge, befooled and ruined in their endeavors for perfection.
Sadrisham cheshthate svasya prakriter jnanavanapi prakritim yanti bhutani nigrahah kim karishyati.
Even a man of knowledge acts according to his own nature, for everyone follows the nature he has acquired from the three modes. What can repression accomplish?
Indriyasyendriyasyarthe ragadveshau vyavasthitau tayorna vasham agachet tau hyasya paripanthinau.
There are principles to regulate attachment and aversion pertaining to the senses and their objects. One should not come under the control of such attachment and aversion because they are stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization.
Shreyan svadharmo vigunah paradharmat svanushthitat svadharme nidhanam shreyah paradharmo bhayavahah.
It is far better to discharge one's prescribed duties, even though faultily, than another's duties perfectly. Destruction in the course of performing one's own duty is better than engaging in another's duties, for to follow another's path is dangerous.
Arjuna uvacha atha kena prayuktoyam papam charati purusha anichchan apivarshneya balad iva niyojita.
Arjuna said, O descendant of Rishni, by what is one impelled to sinful acts, even unwillingly, as if engaged by force?
Shri Bhagavan uvacha kama esha krodha esha rajo guna samudbhava mahashano mahapapma vidhyenam iha vairinam.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, it is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of contact with a material mode of passion and later transformed into wrath, and which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world.
Dhumena vriyate vahnir yatha darsho malena cha yathol bena vrito garbhas tatha tene damavritam.
As fire is covered by smoke, as a mirror is covered by dust, or as the embryo is covered by the womb, the living entity is similarly covered by different degrees of this lust.
Avritam jnanametena jnanino nitya vairina kama rupena kaunteya dushpurena nalena cha.
Thus, the wise living entity's pure consciousness becomes covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like fire.
Indriyani mano buddhir asya dhishtana muchyate etair vimohayatyesha jnana mavritya dehinam.
The senses, the mind, and the intelligence are the sitting places of this lust. Through them, lust covers the real knowledge of the living entity and bewilders him.
Tasmatvam indriyan yadau niyamya bharatarshabha papmanam prajahihyenam jhana vijhana nashanam.
Therefore, O Arjuna, best of the Bharatas, in the very beginning curb this great symbol of sin, lust, by regulating the senses, and slay this destroyer of knowledge and self-realization.
Indriyani paranyahur indriyebhyah param manah manasastu parabuddhir yo buddheh paratastu sah.
The working senses are superior to dull matter. Mind is higher than the senses. Intelligence is still higher than the mind. And he, the soul, is even higher than the intelligence.
Evam buddheh param buddhva samstabhyatmanam atmana jahishatrum mahabaho kama rupam durasadam.
Thus knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, mind and intelligence, O mighty armed Arjuna, one should steady the mind by deliberate spiritual intelligence, Krishna consciousness, and thus, by spiritual strength, conquer this insatiable enemy known as lust.